I'm your host or co-host, Wino Sports, or Anthony, or in the draft, and my other co-host is...
Hi, it's Connor Cates, a.k.a. CTF Football, a.k.a. The Sly Job Podcast on Instagram. That was a chaotic intro because I was unprepared.
I was prepared to jump right in.
But you know what is prepared? My notes for Darlington, Richmond, and Bristol, and we are very late, so let's get into it immediately. With Darlington, do you remember any of this race?
Darlington?
Yeah.
A very minimal amount, I'd say. A very, very minimal amount.
I do remember one thing.
Multiple things.
One of the multiple one things I remember is Jimmy Johnson's car and suit were amazing, and I loved them.
Yes, they were very nice. I love Jimmy's, you know, he got the hat, the suit, the car was great. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal looking. HMS looked great. The teams look great. I wouldn't say they look great as a whole. Actually, one did.
Yeah, one did, and nearly won. Probably should have won. Oh, I do remember that. The ending of this race was kind of chaotic. Really chaotic. This was the Austin Dillon race. Okay. Or one of the many Austin Dillon races, if you're who'd have thought. So I literally skipped right to Martin Truex Jr. win stage 1 and 2. So, cool. I didn't really write a lot down here.
Yeah, MTJ, you know, was good. Really good car. It was him and Chase for the most part. You know, it was a him and Chase day.
Yeah.
And then it was.
It was like it was a road course all of a sudden. Yeah, MTJ just dominated the whole race. But then Hamlin does this thing where they're driving, and Hamlin just misses pit road and then stops in front of everybody. And then that screws up a lot of people, which is kind of funny. I really have nothing written down for this race. That's insane.
We'd all go over it, okay? Hamlin misses pit road, okay? I'm just going to go straight through it. Is that okay? Hamlin misses pit road. MT Dre tries to clear Chase Elliott in turn 1 and 2, and he doesn't. MTJ has to pit because his tire's going down. Chase has got damage, slows up. I don't know where he finished, but he didn't deserve to finish slow as he did. Okay? That happened. Mm-hmm. Then Kevin Harvick came in. Harvick was there. I believe we did a green flag pit stop, so I don't really know if anything interesting happened. Harvick was there. Harvick took over. Austin Hillen was making up progress. And if Harvick did not block the top coming out of turn 4 on the final lap, Austin Dillon might have made that finish really, really, really close.
Yeah, it was.
Like, he could have won.
It was like,
if Harvick didn't block.
Harvick had about a 1 second lead heading into the final turn, and then Dillon just made it up all in one turn and could have made it a race. Didn't make it a race, but Harvick did end up winning, and Dillon.
I thought it was a race, dude, because I didn't know if Harvick was going to block, so I got so scared. I was like, oh my God.
He's going to make it. I mean, he made it a. But he was never going to win. My opinion.
No.
No.
Also, by the way, throughout this podcast, I'm playing NASCAR Heat 5 online. I'm going to have you predict where I finish in the race.
Okay. Where are you racing?
I know it's kind of random, but I'm going to Charlotte.
Last. So, that was Darlington. I really did not think that was any good. Also, I believe there was a football game on. So... I wasn't paying full attention.
Yeah, that's currently above me.
Huh?
I'm watching it above me.
Okay. No, I'm saying while this race was on, while Darlington was on, there was a football game on, I believe. So I wasn't paying major attention to the Darlington race, I'll be honest. But it wasn't a good race from what I saw. And I know critics didn't like it either. They're running low horsepower next year at Darlington, I believe. So, it should be a really good race. I mean, looking forward to that. Anything you liked about that race?
Darlington? Paint schemes were cool. Yeah. Paint schemes were cool. It wasn't a bad race. It wasn't bad. But nothing really eventful. Harvick won, so that's always fun.
Yeah. Richmond is next, and this was a much better race. And I have a lot of notes.
Austin Dillon race again.
Yeah, another Austin Dillon race. All three of these, except for the third one, are Austin Dillon races. So I really thought the racing early in this race was really good here at Richmond. Richmond's very good racetrack. We've seen over the past couple of years, especially you think back to 2016. When it came down to Carl Edwards and Kyle Busch, one of the best finishes of this generation. Really good finish. Really good racing early. And then RCR, just Dillon led early. Just completely.
We're wrecking.
Told you.
We're wrecking.
So Dillon, like, led this race and looked really good.
Oh.
Really, really good early on. He ran away with it, too. He was running away with it for about, like, 10 laps, 20 laps. And then I noticed a little bit away through the first stage. I'm like, holy cow. Blaney is so far below the cut line.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't notice that until that race, really. I was like, oh, he might be in trouble. And he didn't have a good race that day, either. Harvick wasn't great in the long run early on, and then a caution came out. Jimmy Johnson hit the wall.
I've just been lapped.
There was no caution?
No, I'm just in like 30-person lobbies. It's hard to.
Okay.
When you're in 30-person lobby, there's no caution. There's no damage.
Well, that's not ideal. So you get this is about one of the best parts of the race, a really good battle between Dillon and Brad.
I love that battle. Very, very, very.
Yeah, and then that led into Brad winning stage two. I believe he also won stage one, but Hamlin actually might have won. Hamlin won stage one, actually, I think. Then
I don't remember.
Then this was the second best part of the race, besides that Dillon and Brad thing. It showed the announcers commentating. So I, like, had an announcer cam, like a face cam on a YouTube video, which I had no clue why, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
So there was this thing. This is a little bit random, but I was watching the NASCAR Weekly podcast, and they were talking about how the announcers are still, like, you know how they're still in Charlotte? They're at, like, Charlotte Motor Speedway, and you can, like, see the track in the background. Apparently, Charlotte Motor Speedway is having, like, a movie screening. Like, a few races ago, and you could see cars playing in the background.
Huh. That's funny. I like cars. I like multiple cars. I like race cars. I like cars, the movie.
I do, too.
Dillon missed pit road. So that kind of ended his day.
He did. That would have been a really good race if he had not missed
pit road. Yeah, he was on his way to have another really good finish. Three-way battle for the lead late. I think it was Hamlin, Logano, and Keselowski. Am I correct in trying to remember that?
I believe so, yeah.
Brad pulled away and won the race. Pretty convinced.
You know, Brad was just the dominant car all day. And I respect that.
The first round was very reminiscent of the season as a whole, where the first round was won by the big three of the year.
And then it wasn't.
Yeah, that was. We'll talk about that.
Oh, no, never mind. Sorry, I forgot Vegas was the first race of the new round.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, when is the Roval?
The Roval is after Dega.
Cool. Man, this is going to be a great round.
If only Blaney was still in!
Yeah. Although...
Also, I've given up on this race.
I don't think he really is that great at the Roval. I mean, he's good. He won, but he shouldn't have.
Okay, well, I understand that.
So Brad won. Congratulations. He won in the Bumblebee scheme, which is, like, the first time he's ever done that. Because it's, like, a cursed scheme or something, I believe. I think there's something to be...
Dude, he won at New Hampshire with that same car.
You're right. I believe it was cursed until then, and then it wasn't. I see. Cool. So, Bristol. Bristol is next. We are getting through this at rapid pace. Only 11 minutes in. Good, because we're going to talk in heavy detail about the NASCAR schedule for 2021. So, you love Bristol. I love Bristol.
Love it.
This was a great race. So let's start with it. Kyle seemed the quickest early on, even though I think Chase led.
He was flying.
Yeah. It was unfathomable how quick he was. It was insane. I really, really thought that he was going to win this race. But Keselowski and Harvick dueled for first place for a bit. And then I wrote down here, Stenhouse, you know the rest of the sentence. Yeah, he wrecked. So that happens a lot. Stage one went to Chase Elliott, even though I feel like Chase didn't really do much in the first stage. What do you think about that first stage?
You know, the first stage was solid. The first stage also put me through a little bit of pain because I realized that Ryan Blaney was not going to win this race. Even though it was the first stage, I could just tell. And then, like he had the must-win situation come into play, and by that point, I was like, uh-oh, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, it was pretty apparent by the first round. All those tracks are not his tracks.
But then this round is like all of his tracks, bro. Should have won Vegas this year, and has won Talladega the last two times, and has won Roval. So
yeah, the loosest definition of the word win.
Correct, but he won. And he still ran well, right? Yeah, he's good there.
But so did Jamie McMurray.
Okay, well, Jamie McMurray's just good at everything.
This race is great. I don't know if I said it already. Great racing. Kyle Busch was unbelievably fast. And then we get this thing where Truex falls below the cutoff line for like a lap because he had to pit under green for no reason. He came back. He came back.
Martin Truex Jr. is still in the playoffs. I hope people are aware of that.
Yeah, and he's been pretty solid too, getting top fives consistently this year. People haven't really realized it because he's not won as much as he used to. But a lot of that goes.
Didn't he get second place, like four straight races or something like that?
Yeah. I think a lot of it comes down to his new crew chief. What's his name? Pearl? Pert?
Cole Pearl retired and James Small is the new crew chief.
That's what I was looking for. If you don't know, I am a casual. that is untrue. Byron got eliminated. Shock.
Who was more of a casual, me or you?
I think you, because you stopped watching for like 7 years.
That's true, but now I'm like hardcore. So.
Same. I just don't know the names of the crew chiefs. Sorry.
I'm not going to do that right now.
Kyle Busch won stage two. William Byron got eliminated once again. So shocking. Can't believe it.
He shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have been.
Yeah, he got wrecked. His engine blew up?
No, someone just stopped on the backstretch and he ran in the back of him. Like, one of the Rick Ware cars just stopped on the backstretch.
Yeah, that's about how slow they are, though. He was probably going, like, 150, but just compared to how fast Byron was going in his Hendrick car, he did look like he was fast.
Oh, please take us to the Roval. If we go to the Roval, I'm winning.
Yeah, you're pretty good at the Roval. Better than Ryan Blaney. Kyle Busch won stage two. And then Harvick pulled a NASCAR heat by lapping everyone in the third stage, except for, like, the top seven or something stupid like that. And then Kyle Busch took the lead, and then Harvick took the lead. And this was one of the best battles of the year. Agree or disagree?
Harvick and Busch? Oh, yeah, 100%. And it's surprising that was the first time we've seen it.
Yeah.
Right? It's surprising that's the first time we've seen that happen all year.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this battle. I thought it was really, really solid. I feel like Kyle Busch could have done more to try to win the race. I feel like he should have sent it into the corners a little bit more because he sort of looked like he just stopped in some situations. But overall, I think he did really good. And a second-place finish really helps his points. Although, after the race, he had a classic interview. One of the best. Saying things like, gotta love Gase and Smithley, saying things like, we'll get eliminated by the next round. And there was one more thing you said that was kind of funny.
In the Bristol race?
Yeah.
What did I say that was
funny? Not you, Kyle Busch, in his post-race interview.
What did he say? I forget.
He said, gotta love Gase and Smithley, and he also said, we'll be eliminated by next round.
It is funny because Garrett Smithley did absolutely nothing wrong. That was not him.
Yeah, Kyle Busch gets pretty mad.
But yeah, but the funny part is that was not Garrett Smithley. Okay, Connor, out of 27, I'm starting 24th. Where do I finish?
You're at the road?
Sorry. Yes. Really?
Yeah. That's I trust you.
Even against all these people that are on, like, their computer and, like, have, like, the sim rigs and stuff, so they go 10 times faster than me?
You're fine. Harvick outduels Busch to win an excellent race. This was, I would argue, maybe even, no, I don't think it was better than the first Bristol race. Because the first Bristol race had five cars that were involved, and it had the Logano chase stuff.
I got forced into a course penalty.
Yes,
the spring Bristol race was a better race. 100%.
And it's going to be even better next year, baby. Cannot wait. We'll talk about that more.
I'm still not on board with that, but it's okay.
So let's get to the end of the Vegas race, because I do know there was a football game that night. Because it was, like not that long ago. It was, like, a couple days ago. And I believe the Sunday game was Saints-Packers. So I watched that. That was a pretty good game. So, I got to see the end of this race, and I joined into the weirdest top 10 ever. Had people like Ryan Newman, had Chris Buescher, had Matt DiBenedetto.
Had Kurt Busch in the lead. When I turned it on, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, this was really weird, and I'm not complaining. And we got like 11 laps of really good racing. Guess who wrecked? Byron.
Yeah, surprising, right? Holy... Okay, this dude just literally wrecked me. Connor, I'm sorry to let you down, but I didn't win.
That's unfortunate.
I got a course penalty for trying to turn around because I got spun out. I love this.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, guess who's winning? The one car.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of topical as Kurt Busch outlasts, really, Matt DiBenedetto.
Oh, I have an opinion. By the way.
Kurt Busch outlasts Matt DiBenedetto. And Denny Hamlin to win this race. Kurt Busch.
I have an opinion, by the way.
Kurt Busch wins at his hometown racetrack. And it was a good feel-good moment. After the race, he just was on his roof, just basically looked like he was crying. And then Kyle Busch came up.
He was slapping the racetrack with the flag. That was a bit questionable.
It looked like he was trying to make the racetrack float.
He was trying to cast a spell on the racetrack, Connor.
Yeah. But
that was one of my funnier moments, I won't lie.
Yeah, that was good. I did like Kyle Busch coming up to the side of his car and knocking on it while they were celebrating.
I don't know if you saw, but like Kyle Busch and a bunch of like, so like Kyle Busch and his wife, and then like Kurt Busch's wife, obviously, and then like a bunch of like their friends like surprised him when they got back to North Carolina that night.
Yeah, Kurt Busch blew up the bracket.
He really did.
The UNBC of this race.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That would have been like...
Cole Custer did that. Matt DiBenedetto. Because that's like the feel-good story. If Matt DiBenedetto did
Benedetto,
that.
If DiBenedetto had won Darlington, that would have literally been the UNBC because he was the 16th seed. You're correct. This was a very... Let's see. This was the Murray State. Can we agree on that? This was the Murray State from last year. The John Morant-led Murray State team.
Yes.
So, Kurt Busch wins, breaks all the brackets, and what's your bold prediction, Anthony?
No, it's just an opinion.
Oh, what's your opinion, then?
So, Jamie McMurray is better than Kurt Busch because he got more wins in a single season in that one car than Kurt Busch has.
That's just not correct, either.
That is correct. He had three in one year.
I'm saying it's not correct. The opinion's incorrect. Jamie Murray's not better than Kurt Busch.
The opinion's in a joke, but that was a factual statement. Oh, okay. He had three in 2010, and they were all crown jewels.
Yeah. Speaking of crown jewels, let's talk about the NASCAR schedule. By the way, how'd you think of the finish of Vegas? Because you didn't watch much of it either.
The finish is really good. I was kind of disappointed because I thought Blaney had a small chance to actually win the race, starting in the second row. Got stuck behind DiBenedetto. Couldn't really do much there. But finish of the race was very entertaining. It was good. I'm coming home with a top 15 in the Roval.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so you ready for this? This is the best schedule in the history of NASCAR. No cap, okay? This schedule is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a good schedule, man.
I cannot wait for this.
It was really good. It was really good.
Yeah, okay, so let's get into it. First race is the Clash at Daytona, which will be at the Daytona Road Course, which is...
Road course, baby! We're going road course racing!
Which is the worst road course on the schedule.
That's a bold take.
Yeah, I did not like Daytona Road Course earlier this year. I didn't think it was any good.
Is Watkins Glen on the schedule? Why do I not remember seeing Watkins Glen on the schedule?
We'll get there.
Is it? No, I'm generally curious.
It is seven road courses on this schedule.
Let's count them.
Thank you. What?
Let's count them.
Let's count.
Are you including Daytona Road Course? Okay, so then that's seven. Because there's six otherwise. I was like, where's the seven?
Yeah, Daytona Road Course is alone counting. The duels at Daytona will take place on the Super Speedway. And, of course, the Daytona...
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so. And then, of course, the Daytona 500 also...
Jerry Jeudy!
What?
Sorry. I said Jerry Jeudy. He caught a pass.
Brett Ripon looking good.
Yeah, he just threw a pass.
Daytona 500, a.k.a. the Ryan Newman, is going to be sent to the catch fence 500.
Can Ryan Blaney win, please? Like, just win it. He's got the second twice, and it hurts.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I mean, he's good at Super Speedways.
I got to go Hamlin again, though. I mean, I haven't seen anything that says Hamlin won't win a Daytona again. Dude just does incredible at staying out of trouble. And instead...
Did Hamlin win at Daytona last time he went to Daytona?
No, but he didn't get wrecked.
William Byron did, because he's really good at racing.
Yeah, Hamlin came second in that race, though. I believe. Gone should have won. Then we continue. This is what...
Well, yes,
this
is one
of the best parts of this schedule. By the way, you're ahead of me. You're ahead of me in the football game. Jude just caught the pass. It's just like everything, you're ahead of me on this.
Touchdown! No, I'm just kidding. There hasn't been no touchdown yet.
I love this part. This.
Oh, Chicagoland. Where am I finishing?
16th.
Okay.
I love Chicagoland. That's the only thing about this schedule I don't like. Then we get here. We're keeping Florida.
That was terrible.
They're staying in Florida. And they're going from Daytona to Homestead, only a couple of hours away. And how do you feel about that?
Which that's more of a that's it's I mean I don't I'm starting sixth. Okay, I guess I ran a really good lap, but it's a political thing. Well, not really a political thing, but like it's for fans, right? Because the West Coast swing is less likely to allow more fans, so I understand it.
Well, I feel like it's so people will buy tickets to stay the whole week at Florida.
Well, yes, that is true, too. I understand that. But
and enjoy two races in 2 weeks in Florida.
That is true. But you got to think about it, too, is that once they go to Vegas and then Auto Club, like, there's going to be less fans. Florida's open, dude.
Yeah. So is Mississippi now.
There's going to be less fans.
No masks mandatory in Mississippi anymore.
That's nice. Can I come? So, like, I don't have to be around here.
Then we go from Homestead to the crucially... Steel 2 Mile Auto Club Speedway.
For the last time, I might be going.
Yeah, that'd be a cool race to go to for the final time. You gotta think Jimmy Johnson's gonna be the one waving the green flag. Gotta think.
The crossover move.
So yeah, Auto Club. I like Auto Club. I'm one of the only people that likes Auto Club. I'm looking forward to it.
What if Jimmy Johnson does a part time race at Auto Club? Because you know I was like doing part time stuff next year. Like, what if he does that?
Wait, he's doing part-time stuff next year?
Probably.
I doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't.
He's got the Ganassi contract. You just throw him in for a couple of races every once to race.
Okay. Man, Jimmy Johnson, the 42, confirmed. Even though it's Chastain, I forgot about that already.
How do you feel about Lars from the 48? I'm actually very confident in the fact that happens.
Not a chance.
Really? Do you want to bet right now that Kyle Larson goes? I know you don't like all the money.
I don't think he would go, because they're not going to allow him to race dirt. They've never allowed any of their drivers to race dirt, and that's the thing that kept him.
Chevy?
Ganassi did. Rick Hendrick wouldn't let him race dirt.
So Rick Hendrick's going to hold all four of his drivers out of the dirt race, is what you're telling me.
Not that dirt race. I'm talking about World of Outlaws.
Oh.
No, he's not going to...
I mean, I guess
he's not going to let Kyle Larson drive the Bristol dirt race. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think
I would love it. I would love it, but I just don't see it happening. I think
he literally had a meeting with the president of Chevy and Steve Phelps. Like that's a big deal.
He's going to Richard Petty.
No, that's Suarez's ride.
Really? He's already. Oh my goodness! I'm so. Oh, is it? Is he there?
No, but that's my prediction.
Because I was like, I'm at way out of the loop here. Then we get to Las Vegas. Who freaking cares? Then Phoenix, which is probably the most underrated track on the circuit. I love Phoenix.
I actually think if there's one race I'm going to go to outside of Sonoma, I said that one. Because I always go to spring training for baseball on like that exact weekend. So it's going to work out really well.
I love Phoenix. This the new configuration of Phoenix is one of my favorite tracks on the schedule. It hosted probably my favorite non-Super Speedway race of the year earlier this year. And it's going to be the championship race. So looking forward to that. Touchdown, Broncos. Let's go, Brett.
I didn't say anything, but yeah.
Let's go, Brett. Tim Patrick. What a boring name. Then we get Atlanta. I hate Atlanta. Two races in Atlanta.
Well, they're trying to do that, like, new. Have you seen, like, the proposal for, like, around the track? Like, that looks awesome.
It
does
look awesome. And it looks like, in that promotional video, or not video, picture, that it looks like, to me, personally, it looks like Atlanta is a super speedway in that picture.
I have seen that. Did you watch these steps video? Yeah, and you're just getting it from the accident? But yeah.
It looks like a super speedway to me.
It does. I agree.
So I'm hoping that's what it is. Because we only got two super speedways.
Atlanta super speedway.
What?
So, well, technically you have three, but the other one doesn't really count.
And then we got the off weekend. Before, no.
You know what I mean. You know what I'm referring to, right?
I had no idea what you said. I just skipped. What?
No, I said we have three, technically.
Nashville
Super Speedway. 12th place
until,
of Chicago.
Until Ryan Newman flips into the catch fence. Don't even.
Oh, God. Watch him do that. No, dude, when we go, he's going to flip into the catch fence and we're going to die.
I hope we go. I need to talk to my dad about that.
If we go.
The seventh race of the year before the off weekend, the race I am most looking forward to, besides Circuit of the Americas, Bristol Dirt. There's no down.
I'm just so conflicted.
There's no downside to this at all. At all. I love it.
Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No one goes.
I don't care if no one goes. It's a good race.
No one goes. And you know what's going to happen this time? People are going to want to go to see the first dirt race in NASCAR in 50 years or 60 or something crazy. Here's
Austin Dillon's going to win that race. I'm just telling
you. Here's why I like it so much. These guys who are the best drivers in the field, Keselowski, Hamlin, Harvick, Busch,
Busch.
Both Bushes, yeah.
Yeah, that's an idea.
These guys won't know how to race dirt as much as the guys like Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson might be in it, John Herman Nemechek, Cole Custer. These people who have raced trucks at Eldora, who have been in minis, midgets like Larson and Bell, these guys are going to be dominant at this racetrack, and I cannot wait to see.
Oh, so now you think Larson's coming back.
I told you, I think Larson's going to be in the 43.
No. 48.
I don't think so. And then you got people like Chase Briscoe that I guarantee will be in the league, will be in. And then you got even people like Cindric, who I think could be in it if he replaces DiBenedetto. Like, these people are going to be much better at dirt because they have more experience. And it's going to be so fun to see these guys race dirt, and it's just gonna, it's like, you know how in a plate track race, it's not the car, it's the, not really the driver, but it's okay, more like a road course. It's not the car, it's the driver, it's skill. This is going to be a skill-based race, not a car-based race, and that is why I'm looking forward to it so much, because
Timmy Hill for the win!
And even Timmy Hill, because he's raced Eldora, I believe. And if Jimmy Johnson was there, he's such a dirt track driver. Not really.
Can we just put Timmy Hill in the 48?
And even Ryan Newman. Ryan Preece. These guys are dirt track drivers. And they will be up there in the front. And I cannot wait for it. I see no downside.
Okay. Darlington.
No. Martinsville.
No. Like, where's your place am I getting?
Oh, 40th.
Out of 29?
20th.
Okay.
Martinsville. Night race, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed the night race at Martinsville earlier this year. I had Jimmy Johnson winning a stage, which is a shock.
Should have been winner, Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, if it's crew hadn't. No, I don't think he would have beaten Truex.
I think he was the only car that would have given him anything for his money.
And
I think it would have been easy. Never mind. It would have been really close. He could have won.
Richmond don't have any fun or hatred of Richmond. Then we get Dega. Love Dega. Everyone loves a good Dega. Unless
Ryan Blaney loves Dega.
Ryan Newman loves Dega. Even.
Ryan Newman's going to die.
One day. Maybe in a car. Hopefully not.
We all will.
Yeah. Wow. Kansas is the 11th race of the year. I like Kansas. I think Kansas is the second best mile and a half behind Chicagoland.
Now it's the best mile and a half
on the schedule. Then we get Darlington. With the low horsepower, I think it could be a really good race. Then we got Dover. One Dover race on the year. And Dover this year was solid. So maybe it'll be a good race. But then the best change on the schedule, my favorite thing on the schedule,
Coda
Circuit of the Americas. This is an F1 racetrack, and they're going to run stock cars on this thing.
You're not clear, dude.
Sorry. And they're going to run stock cars on this thing. This is going to be bananas.
This
might not even be a good race because it's so made for F1 cars. Literally.
They've tested there before.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't trust Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart's a good guy.
Cheated. Multiple times.
And a murderer. But we don't have
I doubt it. He did, but it's not his fault.
It's
not his fault.
He did.
I know. Circuit of the Americas is either going to be the best race on the year or not good at all. But I'm looking forward to it and hope I get to go because that is only like 30 minutes away from where my cousins live. Charlotte is next. Who freaking cares? I don't like Charlotte very much. I would argue.
Why is this dude not going forwards? This dude's top in the front.
I would argue Texas, Charlotte, and Atlanta as the bottom 3 mile and a half. Hot take. The 16th race of the year is Sonoma. Sears Point.
Infineon, I will be attending.
Which is also a Pokemon.
Yes, it is.
Should be a good race. It's going to be Mark Truex Jr. win, though. Everyone knows this. Then the worst change.
Or Chase Elliott win.
Possibly. You know, he's never won a stage there either. So I don't know.
Chase Elliott is a good road course
racer. Kyle Larson got 3 straight poles at Sonoma and won none of those races.
Kyle Larson is not very good at racing.
That's untrue. Then the worst change besides the Chicagoland change, but if we get Circuit of the Americas, I'm fine with this. Texas All-Star Race, I really don't think. Maybe it'll be
okay.
Great.
So let me make a claim real quick. Of all people to sit in the back of a race in NASCAR Heat 5 intentionally and wreck me, I am not surprised that his name is Joe Gibbs Fan 18.
That's true. That's true.
I was running top 10 at Darlington, and I was proud of myself.
That's right. I'm proud of you.
Now, I'm 15. Thank you.
So, I'm not looking forward to the Texas All-Star race at all. What I am looking forward to, though...
I'm not either. They need to pull out... Okay, so if it's at Texas, they need to pull out all the gimmicks in the world. Like, all of them. Make
the dirt race.
You need to take the focus away from the racing. Make the dirt race. With you. Texas Roval, dude. There's talks about that. It's not confirmed if that's what it is yet. There's talks about that.
That might be what they're saying, what they're doing.
Yeah, they might be the Texas Roval. If it is...
Imagine a all-star style, like four stages, and even like a race in at a road course. That would be insane. I would enjoy that. Oh my, what a punt return. Oh my.
I didn't see that. I'm just trying to see my top 20 position right now.
Then we get Nashville, and this is probably the most Nashville. This is probably the most I've attended a wrestling event at a Nashville before. I think I've been to a Preds game. I don't know. I don't remember if I have been or not.
I have not.
I know some of my family have been at a Preds game before. But
why do these Nashville, people do this?
Super Speedway. It's going to be great because even if it's not great, you're going to bring back the fairgrounds. So if that's the price we're going to have to pay to get the fairgrounds back, I'm very intrigued. And it is probably the most likely attended race from me. So I am looking forward to this race.
Okay, Connor, you were two spots off. I was, in fact,
very close. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this a lot. I think it should be a very good race. And I think... It's Dover but bigger, and who can go wrong with that? Speaking of can go wrong, however, the Pocono doubleheader is going to be absolute buffoonery and bad.
Why does it feel like it's so late? It's only seven. It's only almost 8 o'clock.
How do you feel about the Pocono doubleheader?
Can you still hear me, Connor?
Yep.
My AirPods died.
Okay, I can still hear you.
I'm glad. Okay, so here's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to take my AirPods out.
What do you think about the Pocono doubleheader?
The Pocono doubleheader is going to be something.
It's going to be bad.
Okay. It's going to be strategy.
We got Road America.
Very, very excited for Road America.
July 4th, it has America in the name. Couldn't be any better. And we know that friend of the show, Josh Balicki, is incredible at Road America. So, look forward to him maybe winning the race.
Yes.
Then you get Atlanta again. I don't want to watch that. Then we get New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire gets a bad rap. I like New Hampshire.
I'm not a huge fan of New Hampshire. I won't lie. Oh, and we're going to Pocono tonight. Yay.
Last place.
Is that your prediction? Is last place?
Speaking of...
I'm good at Pocono.
Speaking of things I don't like, 2-week break from NASCAR.
Not a fan, but Olympics, I understand.
To the Olympics. So, cool.
I understand that.
I probably will not be watching much of the Olympics.
I will be because it's the Olympics, but like I would rather watch a NASCAR race. But I understand why they're postponing the NASCAR race because like you're gonna get no ratings. You're gonna get thrown on a fourth string channel with absolutely no one watching.
Yeah, 2 weeks off, and then I'll take 2 weeks off if it means back to back road courses. We're going to Watkins Glen, the best road course on the schedule. That we know of. Or Indianapolis Road Course, which is also a really good road course. My hot take, I really disagree with this. The best race in any series this year, any of them, was the Xfinity race at the Indy Road Course.
The best finish?
The best race, period, of any series. Trucks,
well, no, but I'm telling you it was probably the best finish, but I don't know if it was the best race. Yeah. I'm still giving the best race to Talladega in the Cup Series.
Yeah.
And I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just because Blaney won, but it's because I mean, it is because of Blaney, but he was up front the whole time, so the entire time my heart was racing.
Ha! Get it? Ha! Racing.
I got so much thrill out of that race. That's why it's my favorite.
And
it was really, really, really good. Like, that was a phenomenal race.
Yeah, I think the Daytona road course, or the Daytona race at the playoff, the one race before the playoffs was better.
Coke Zero 400.
Yeah. Then you got Indianapolis Road. Love it. Glad they made that change. That's, for me, the new crown jewel.
I'm also a tradition guy, though, so I'm kind of sad to see the Brickyard go.
Yeah, the Brickyard was the crown jewel. But that taking off the thing, I think Indianapolis Road Course is now the crown jewel.
Make Bristol Night Race a crown jewel.
Maybe. But I don't think Bristol would ever be a crown jewel. Even, I think Circuit of the Americas could be a crown jewel.
No, call Bristol the Brickyard Bristol.
Then we get Michigan. I like Michigan a little bit.
Michigan's not bad.
Michigan's not bad. Auto Club is better.
Considering you're a Larson fan, I'm surprised you say that.
Yeah, I didn't. Besides the restart, blinding restart. I can quote that whole call of Larson's third win at Michigan. Then we get Daytona to end out the thing, and then we get, I think, literally one change to the playoffs. I think Texas and Kansas switch.
I do, but I love the playoffs right now, bro. I think the playoffs are in a great spot right now.
I think the third round of the playoffs is incredibly boring.
Really?
Okay, besides Kansas. Because I feel like people sort of phoned it in for Martinsville in the playoffs, besides Jeff Gordon. Because you look at that race that Jeff Gordon won to get into the playoffs. Jay McMurray came second. So, like, and he wasn't even off. But it'll
still. Nick Murray is the best race car driver ever to exist. You don't disrespect him like that.
I like Martinsville, though. I'm not bashing Martinsville. And then Phoenix, the championship race. So overall, I freaking love this schedule.
Really, really, really good schedule. I'm proud of NASCAR. Proud.
Yes. I cannot wait for it. It should be incredible. I think that's it, except for us giving our predictions on Talladega. So, who's going to win Talladega?
Can I be biased?
Sure.
Ryan Blaney.
Okay, I'll be biased straight back. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
That's, well, okay, I feel like both of our predictions are actually valid, too. Like, it's not just, like, dumb bias.
Yeah, those are two of the five, I would say five, best. Plate drivers.
He got a chance.
And then you got guys like Ryan Newman, Eric Almirola. So yeah, I really enjoyed the schedule and I think it's gonna be really good. And who's gonna have the worst, sorry, I just skipped this completely. Who's gonna have the worst race at Talladega? Who's gonna DNF? Because someone's gonna DNF. There's gonna be a big one. There wasn't even a big one earlier this year at Talladega.
Okay, can I make a really, really bold prediction?
Yeah.
The top three drivers in points right now, besides Kurt Busch, being Harvick, Hamlin, and Keselowski, all DNF.
That would be disastrous.
Yes, it would.
For them. But anyway, I think this is an anniversary, Anthony. I believe this is the 10th episode of the Sly Job Podcast.
Woo!
Holy crap, last time we did the Sly Job was August 14th. Oh, no, it wasn't. Never mind. Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm incorrect.
No way.
This is the 11th episode of the Sly Job Podcast.
Oh, I missed it.
But still, an anniversary because Denny Hamlin's the best driver of the year so far besides Kevin Harvick, and his number is 11, so. Cool. So, yeah, not going to delay this any longer. Thank you all, everybody, for listening. Go check out Anthony or YNO at...
Thank you.
...his account. And check out me as well. And check out both of us. Just check us both out. Because we're both...
Just check us out. We're actually really nice people. You know, I like to play Among Us sometimes. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, thank you all for watching. We are going to do a football podcast now. So, It's going to be
yes, we are
much.
Podcast night, baby.
Podcast night.
It's podcast night, America.
Thank you all. And we'll see you at some point.